In terms of women empowerment and the rights of women, what more do you think could be done in order to strengthen women empowerment in Afghanistan, as well as strengthening women empowerment in Canada as well?
I think in the education area, we need a lot, because one of the difficulties or the problem women has is education. During the history in Afghanistan, even though in men also we have a lot of illiterate, but women are much more because of a tradition society, because of security, because of poverty. They cannot go to school. Or in this area, if Canada help women, I think would be the best.
What would you say is the impact of politics and government in Afghanistan? What impact do those two factors have on the rest of the world?
Politics and government?
Yes. Afghanistan has relationships with many countries around the world. Mm-hmm. How would you say that the government of Afghanistan strengthens or builds a relationship with other countries?
Fortunately, right now we have very close and tight relation with all the world countries. According to our foreign policy, our foreign policy based on having a good relation with the rest of the world, because Afghanistan is a member of international community, and right now we have more than 60 embassy and consulate general in all over the world, and our ties, our relation is very close and rather than before. It means that after the collapse of the Taliban, after when the Taliban withdrew from Afghanistan by coalition forces, now we have a very tight and close relation with other countries. And Afghanistan is the member of international community, that if Afghanistan has problem or face problem, the rest of the world is not safe. Therefore, it is better to have very close relation with the rest of the world and know about the situation of Afghanistan, what is going on.
I agree with you. I think that the focus should be on building those relationships and continuing to strengthen the relationship. Canada, United States should actively take part in continuing to build a strong relationship with Afghanistan and with other countries outside of the Western side. I think in terms of business, there are so many opportunities that unless you engage and take part in those options, then you'll never strengthen that possibility of perhaps examining the natural resources that are available in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
While examining the relationship between Canada and Afghanistan, how would you say the relationship between the United States of America and Afghanistan compares? Would you say that the relationship between the United States of America and Afghanistan is more advanced than our relationship? Or how do you see that the comparison between Canada and the United States?
I think it is for Afghanistan. It shouldn't be different. We are not say that we have a good relation with the United States. We cannot have good relation with Canada. Both countries are friend of Afghanistan. Both countries sacrifice in Afghanistan. They want to bring peace and build Afghanistan. We have a very good relation with both countries, with the United States as well as Canada. And we have to.
Some of your prior experience includes management in the civil law division of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Consulate Department, as well as being a law professor at a university in Afghanistan. What are some of the most crucial lessons you have taught your law students while teaching at the university? In terms of public service, what would be some of the best lessons you have taught your students?
Yes, when I started teaching at the university, only I taught for half semester. Unfortunately, Taliban came, and I couldn't continue. I taught in a university where all the students were girls. By the name of Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, means women, Muslim sisters, or Muslim women. It was a university that all the teachers and the students were girls and women. In that time, I had a very good experience. I wanted to go outside the country because I wanted to get my master's degree, but during that time, Taliban came and fight started, and I couldn't. And my experience in my first mission job in Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Consulate Department, I work in law. I was in charge of civil law, which is belongs to marriage certificate or also police clearance, these things. In that time, I work in this department and also as well as passport, visa, consular affairs.
Now, if you had the opportunity to provide someone with advice who perhaps wants to pursue teaching and wants to pursue becoming a professor at a university, what would be the best academic advice you'd be able to give someone who, let's say, has that education, that bachelor's, that master's degree, and that law degree, and now is very passionate about the law, but also wants to teach students about the impact of the law?
I think the best thing a professor should have information about the new technology and improve him or herself by new education and get not he or she shouldn't enough only in a master degree or bachelor degree. He should go ahead and get PhD and as much as he or she can gain education, it's better for...
I agree. I think education is very, very important. I completed my bachelor's in legal studies at the University of Waterloo here in Canada, mm-hmm. Ontario. And then after that, I pursued a master's in public service, and I stayed at the University of Waterloo as well. I love that school so much, mm-hmm. and I can say that attending university and completing those two degrees provided me with an opportunity to learn more about legal studies, more about government, public relations. And now I'm currently completing my LLB through University of London's international program. I completed my first year, and now I'm in the process of completing my second year. After completing this law degree, I want to continue pursuing education because that's something that's highly valuable, and that's some of the most crucial advice that I give to a lot of my colleagues and my friends and people who listen to the program. Is I let them know that you can never obtain enough education, and education is something that is extremely relevant. It's something that no one can take away from you. And at the same time, it helps to build you and to shape your future. To the students out there and to those who look up to you and want to those who want to pursue a career as a diplomat, but are worried perhaps about some of the challenges. What would you say are the best ways to persevere? Would you say that focusing on the main goals, focusing on the rewards and the benefits associated with serving the people would be a good way to encourage someone who might want to enter the profession, the political profession? But like with any career, there are bonuses, there are advantages, but at the same time, you have to work very hard. You have to overcome obstacles. You have to keep persevering. What would be the best advice you'd be able to tell someone who wants to perhaps do the work that you're doing, but yes, realizes that, oh, it's a lot of work. It's very hard work.
Yeah, it is hard work, but when a person who has passion and goal and think about that Afghanistan is a country which needs, especially for women who go ahead and achieve as a diplomat and represent her country, I think this idea or this vision help us or make give us power to go ahead.